Good morning, guys. This is the Captain's Log. It's the giving season, and my guest today is Dina Liston. She's from the Boys and Girls Club of Collier County, right?
Collier County.
Thank you for joining us. That's great. So it's an exciting morning. We've been chatting for a minute while I was setting up the camera, and now we're ready to go. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
How's everything today?
It's awesome. I'm so excited to be here.
You are. That's good. So your people in your organization were doing good. They were commenting and sharing and talking about the post before we even went on live. So you're
Absolutely.
Like a big star in the organization,
I mean,
I'll tell you.
We're trying.
Oh, my goodness. How many people support the Boys and Girls Club of Collier County?
So we have, we really have thousands of volunteers and thousands of donors. The Boys and Girls Club of Collier County, we have two locations. So we have one in Naples on Davis Boulevard that
okay.
most people are familiar with.
Correct.
And then we opened a club in Immokalee about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. And so yep. the difference between the two clubs is what?
Well, they have, we do all the same great programming, all the same great staff, but our Immokalee club serves schools in Immokalee, yeah. and our Naples club serves most schools, I would say, in the Naples area. A lot of our kids come from East Naples, Golden Gate, and we serve about 3,500 kids annually.
Wow, 3,500 yep. kids annually. And the donations come from what? How do first of all, people are going to be able to donate today because you're going to leave some comments in the bottom
Absolutely.
Of where they can, yeah, how they can support you, because all the people that watch this show, you guys better get out there and support the
Please
Boys and Girls Club.
Donate.
I know I've been a fan. I've been a supporter for years. It's a really good cause, but how do the kids, how do you select the kids in the organization that are able to participate? Because I know that you guys have so many. How does
yep.
it work?
Well, we have signups.
Okay.
So parents can come and sign up their kid to become members at any time. In Immokalee, when we had signups at the beginning of the school year, doors opened at 9 o'clock and we already had parents lined up at 3 o'clock.
Wow, that's great. So that must make you feel so good.
Oh, absolutely. So the need is really tremendous. So donations really help us in two ways. One, it really goes towards our scholarship. So all of our kids are able to attend because donations subsidize their attendance. So they pay on a sliding scale between $5 and $65 a
okay.
month.
Okay, a month.
Yep.
And how often are they able to attend?
Monday through Friday, so every day after school, as early as 2 o'clock for some schools, and we have buses that bring the kids.
Okay.
And then they can stay until 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So then at seven, it kind of, everyone's taking buses home, or what do? They get
yep,
picked up?
We
or?
Have, they mostly get picked up.
Okay.
Around a little bit after six, we have buses that will take kids to a central location in Golden Gate to make it a little bit easier for
right.
parents to get out there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of notes here. What are you doing? Are you
going
to read me a story, or are you going to tell some good stuff? What are we
getting? I didn't want to forget anything.
It's the hair. The hair's throwing me off. I mean, come on. Hair like that. If you gave me literally half the hair, we would both still have great hair.
Well, I told you my coworkers, I said I was going to put on sunglasses so no one
I wear sunglasses anyway every day, so you would have been right on. I mean, look at this. Actually, we have so many sunglasses here. You can wear these. Look, I'm just going to give her sunglasses. But you might not like those. So you want wood
right,
ones? Wood's probably more your style.
Okay, let me try.
I don't know.
Let me try. Oh, I like these.
You like those?
I like
oh,
these.
Yeah,
oh,
you look
these
good.
These are fantastic.
That and the
oh.
hair. Now you're like a rock star. I can't believe the boys' club's got rock stars working for them. It's like ridiculous.
We really do. Our staff is amazing. And I think that's one of the biggest things that folks don't know about the club is that a lot of our programming is based on kids building trusting relationships with caring adult professionals.
So what is your background in? Because you speak so well. I can't, I'm trying to keep up. I'm the host. I'm like, damn, this lady should just take over.
Well, I do fundraising, and I've
okay.
been doing fundraising for the past 15 years. And I joined the Boys and Girls Club at the end of August. And we've
from where? Where are you from?
I came from Artist Naples.
Oh,
so
all right.
Arts, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I worked in the arts. I worked in healthcare. And but it's a lot of fun working with kids. There is an element that the kids bring that you don't just get from anywhere else.
Of
and
course.
The work that we do there is so important. I mean, when people...
And it's so admirable. I literally am terrible at raising the funds. Apparently, my only gift is to give. Like, it's so hard what you do. It's so hard. I had no idea. Like, I tried it for a minute, and I was like, no, this is not my thing. I'm going to bring in, like, an organization that I'm going
to
support.
You have to have a good cause, you know, when it's about, I think when it's about the kids, and people get so excited when I bring them to the club, and they see all that the kids do. So, I mean, we push academics above all else. So we want to help our kids excel in school. But it's a club, and kids don't want to come if it's not fun. So when our kids come to us, they have dance lessons. We have a music program. Kids do STEM. They do computer coding.
They do all that.
Oh, wow. And let me tell you about this. So yesterday, I'm giving a tour for one of our groups who has been very generous to our club. It's the Lead Club. And I was giving a tour to some of their ladies, and a volunteer comes. He works at Naples High, and he has a kid with him. And he says, I really want you to see what he's been working on. We go into the CAD lab, which is our computer-aided design. Yeah. Very fancy word for nice computers.
Right.
He shows us a replica of an ancient Roman theater that he has designed.
Really?
Yes, on the computer. And it's a
3D version.
Get
that kid a job it off the hook. Right? I got so much graphic design stuff, I can't keep up.
I was doing nothing like that at his age. And so now...
And so how old was he?
He was in high school. Okay. I would say probably freshman or sophomore in high school. And so he's going to take this design. He's going to print it on our 3D printers. So he's going to have a 3D model of this ancient Roman theater, and he's going to compete over the summer with AXO for our national competition. I know.
And you guys have 3D printers?
We do. We have two that were donated.
Really?
Yep.
And so the kids can make literally like 3D anything?
Anything. Now, I will say they have some favorites. So when I first started, they had made a bunch of fidget spinners.
Everybody wants a fidget spinner, of course.
And then we had iPhone holders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
great. Know, so that they can amplify the sound. So.
And then they can make little stands now to go live.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. That's right. We can make you a stand to go live.
You should make. You saw that I was struggling. It's not easy over here. So Nicole says we have talented teens for sure. That is Michael who created the ancient building. He's a junior. Well, that's amazing, Nicole. Thank you for letting us know. So if you're watching right now, where can they go? They can go to, what's the website?
BGCCC.com. So
BGCCC, how many C's?
.com.
Three C's.
Yep.
BG,
Club
three
Collier
C's.
Collier County.
That's right. All right, .com. And basically, right on there, there'll be a tab that says show your support or make a donation.
Absolutely.
Yes?
There's a donate button, or they can go to our Facebook page as well.
Absolutely. And what's the Facebook page? Because they need to know. Absolutely. Sometimes the people on the captain's log are lazy. They need to have it like right in front of them. And then they start direct messaging me. Hey, where's the link? What should I do? What's their phone number? I'm like, listen, I gave you the info. You got to do a little work, damn it. All right. So how do they do it?
Boys and Girls Club of Collier County. Boys and Girls Club of Collier County.
And we're going to tag the post. I know that it's right there. Look at that. Boom.
Perfect.
You guys are on it. I'll tell you right now, you're on it. So they already posted. That's great. Thank you for watching, Mandy. This is not only the Captain's Log live on Facebook, but there's also a podcast, so you guys can stream it live. I'll send you a link. You're going to be on Instagram.
Oh,
and
fun.
Yes. So you've been in Naples for how long?
For 4 years.
Four years.
It'll be 5 years the end of this month.
Isn't it great?
It's fantastic.
And do you love it? You're going to move ever, or are you staying?
I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, the sunshine every day.
It's so great, right?
It's hard to beat.
Every time someone leaves, I'm like, oh, I'll see you soon. They're like, no, we're moving to Michigan. I'm like, yeah, but you're not going to stay in Michigan. You've lived in the Sunshine State. Like, you've been in Naples. It's paradise. You're not going to go to Michigan and be happy. So
no.
I'll see you in
back.
A couple years.
Yes.
It happens every time.
Yep, they'll be back.
Absolutely. It happens every time. And the hair. I mean, I can't get off the hair subject because it's the best. So you've been rocking this style for how long?
Actually, for 2 years.
Do you? Oh, really?
I used to fight it every day.
You straightened it?
I used to chemically straighten it.
No.
Yes.
And did it work? Does it work?
It totally worked. It totally worked. And that's why people don't recognize me now when they meet me. Because
so is this the natural?
This is my natural
so
hair.
So you just said, boom, this
I'm
is the style.
I'm done with that. Yep.
It's so great. It's so great. Like, so it's
you.
A conversation piece. My hair is not a conversation piece because I don't have much left. So there's like no conversation on it. So that's it's just struggles. It's just struggles, though. What are you going to do? We're barely getting along.
Exactly.
So, so tell me now, during, like, for December, is there a special gift that they can donate, or is it just a monetary support, or what are you looking for? Absolutely. That's really going to help these kids?
Well, right now we're actually wrapping up because we had we do a toy drive and a gift drive for our teens and kids.
Okay.
So we have kids between the ages of 6 and 18. So toys, of course, are great for our younger kids, our middle school kids. But then for our teens, we try to give them things that they would appreciate. So we do like $25 gift cards, and we want to make sure that every kid gets a gift. So we do a huge push. Many donors come and drop off things. A lot of companies will do toy drives and things like that.
Yeah.
So please know that in the month of December, we are always looking for donations of toys. And then anytime we're looking for monetary donations that, like I said, go towards our programs and go towards our scholarships that all kids can attend.
And they'll know when they donate. Are they able to tell where the donation goes, or is it basically just go and you distribute it based on what the need is?
We distribute it based on what the need is.
Okay.
But if there is a particular need, they can always, you know, give me a call and we can put it wherever they would.
Do you know what the operating budget is annually?
It is $6.2 million.
That's a big budget.
That's
guys. You better
budget.
Start digging deep in those pockets right now. I'll tell you what. I know there's some people that watch this log every day that can write checks like that.
Yes.
I know they are.
Yep.
Because they actually are very good dear friends of mine. So make sure you're not going to write that $6 million check, but please dig deep, guys, because they're going to need it. It's a great cause. First of all, the facility, both of them are first class.
Both of them.
Like top notch,
really
everything.
Yep.
Yeah. So
it's really
nice what they've done here in town. But it's actually a national organization, right?
It's a national organization. And I will say for people locally, you can give in two ways. I mean, your treasure is wonderful, but your time is also. We're always looking for volunteers and mentors. Right now, we could really use, because I come from an arts background, anyone who has music specialty. If they can sing, if they teach piano, we have keyboards at our club. If they know how to use equipment in a recording studio, we have a recording studio.
Yes, they should be doing podcasts every day. Right? That's a new fun thing.
Well, if we have a volunteer, like you, Captain Brian, who can come in and show our kids how to set up a podcast.
All right, I'll do that for a day. I'll come in. That'll be fun.
Absolutely.
We could do that. It's real easy. Actually, one time I was going to start this program called Buscast, where I had a traveling bus and I would bring the kid, go to the schools and bring the kids after school right on the bus, and they could all kind of podcast from their phone or stream live
and create
their little YouTube pages. So I had a whole little thing, but I don't know. It's like I have a lot of ideas.
That's okay.
And I usually work on. So this actually went all the way.
The dream is not going to die.
You know what I did?
Because you can come to Boys and Girls Club of Collier County.
I won the Shark Tank program with community. What do you call it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's the one in Fort Myers? The, I don't know. I'm killing the whole conversation. But anyway, I can't think of it on top of my head right now. But anyway, they do this thing where they're like, it's a shark tank. And it's called the think tank. And it's kind of this shark tank whole thing. And so anyway, they wanted like these new ideas on how, you know, they could donate and blah, blah, blah. So I came up with this whole thing. It was really good. But it kind of fizzled away.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of ideas that you don't act on? Because I act on every one. So maybe that's...
No, of course I do. I think I have great ideas, and then I don't...
I go on every one. Like, I'm all gas. Everyone says I'm all gas, no pedal, right?
Right.
No brake. It's like, no brake pedal, all gas. But sometimes it works out, you know?
Right.
It's usually a good thing. But sometimes, you know, I just...
Not so much.
It's the ADD kicks in. You know? It really does. It really does. But guys, if you're looking to donate right now and you want to help a great cause, it's the Boys and Girls Club of Collier County. Dina's right here waiting for you. Look at, she did her hair. She put sunglasses on. Do something, damn it. And besides that, it's the Captain's Log podcast. So if you guys like and share it, there's going to be a lot of people that watch this. I bet we get to 10,000 within 5 days.
Oh, my gosh.
We're hoping
that would be fantastic.
2,000 views a day. Make sure you guys make that happen. That means you just have to like and share it. That's not including how many people download the podcast, because that's a whole nother deal. This is just on Facebook. I want 10,000. Make sure. And happy holidays. Thank you for joining us. I'll shake your hand real quick so I don't crash.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. No, we're safe. We really are. Look, there's a sign right here. It says drive safely. How can you be any better than that?
It also says stop.
Okay, we're going to stop. We're stopping the whole thing, guys. We got to end this.